Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, and we are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And I am your host, Evans Zininga. And today on Live Talk, we are discussing the U.S. elections to be held on Tuesday next week. We kick off with a profile for Democratic Party candidate Vice President Kamala Harris. Emerging from one of the most diverse liberal regions of the U.S., Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate for president, has navigated a course between tough enforcer of the law and forward-thinking reformer. Asizweni okuningi kukuntungamili nkomo we Studio 7.
Omela ibandla lama Democrats kukhetho lukamongameli weMelika unkosikazi Kamala Harris, yena ovela esigabeni esilemihlobo yabantu ehlukeneyo, udlale indima ebanzi kwezombusazwe engumqaphi ophoqelela ukulandelwa kwemithetho futhi ofuna inguquko. Le yindlela uHarris achaze ngayo unina ekhuluma emhlanganweni weDemocratic Party.
My mother was a brilliant 5 foot tall.
Umama wayengumuntu okhaliphileyo, omude, onsundu. Futhi wayezwakala nxa ekhuluma ngesiNgisi ukuthi akusolimi lwakhe.
Umlando kaKamala Harris uqala endaweni ezihlala abanengi eSan Francisco Bay, lapho azalelwa khona ngo-1964. Abazali bakhe babengabantu bokuza. Unina uShyamala Gopalan owayevela e-India loyise uDonald Harris owayedabuka kwele Jamaica bahlangana eBerkeley eCalifornia befunda e-University of California. Ngeminyaka yabo-1960, iBerkeley kwakuyinsika yokulwela amalungelo abantu abansundu. UHarris uthi akukhumbulayo ngalezo nsuku yikuthi abazali bakhe babesiya emihlanganweni yomzabalazo laye bemfuqa ngokuyinqodlana kwabantwana. Kwathi kufika umnyaka ka-1970, abazali bakhe basebehlukene. UShyamala Gopalan wasuka labantwa bakhe abangamankazana ababili wayalotsha kwesinye istezi eBerkeley, okuyindawo eyaziwa njalo ngokuthi yiFlatlands. UCarol Porter ngumngane wakhe avela laye khatshana besangabantwana.
So they lived above the daycare center.
Iflethi labo lalilamakamelo amabili nendlwana yokugezela iyodo, njalo laliphezulu kwendawo yokugcinela abantwana, iShelton's daycare.
UCarol Porter loKamala Harris bahlangana okwakuqala esilindweni sebhasi. UPorter uthi,
we're the second class to desegregate Berkeley Public Schools.
Saba yiklasi yesibili eBerkeley ukuhlanganiswa abafundi abamnyama labamhlophe kuqedwa ubandlululo ezikolo zikahulumende.
UHarris wasuka wayafunda eHoward University, okulikolishi elilomlando wabafundi abansundu, wasesiyafundela ezemithetho. Ngesikhathi abesilisa abansundu bebotshwa ngobunengi eCalifornia, wangena emsebenzini wokuba ngumtshutshisi, okungumsebenzi ochothozwa ngabansundu abanengi. UPorter uthi,
she wanted to go in and change things so that
wathatha isikhundla lesi ukuze eqede ukubotshwa kwabantu mahlayana okwakusenzakala okwakugxile ekubandlululweni kwabantu ngemihlobo.
Ngo-2002, uHarris wangena kukhetho lokudinga igqwetha elikhulu esigabeni seSan Francisco, uDistrict Attorney, encintisana lomuntu owayephethe leso sikhundla. Okhankasela abesifazana bebandla lamaDemocrats, uAndrea Jew Steele, uthi,
there had never been a woman district attorney.
Isikhundla lesi sasingakaze siphathwe ngumuntu wesifazana. Wayengumuntu ophansi kodwa wayelo uthile okubalulekileyo.
UHarris wanqoba kulolu khetho, Washo waqala umsebenzi ngokuvalela izigebengu eziningi ezilodlakela futhi waqhelisa izigwebo zazo. Labo ababedliwe licala okwakuqala lalabo ababedala amacala angeladlakela wabafaka kuhlelo lwakhe lokuphathisa izibotsha ukuthi zibe ngabantu abangcono olwalubizwa ngokuthi yi-back on track. Esekhethwe ukuba ngumtshutshisi omkhulu weCalifornia ngo-2010, uKamala Harris waphoqa amabhanga ukuhlawula imali engange-$20 billion ewajezisa phezu kokuqila abantu ababekwelede imali. Wathwalisa nzima izigilamkhuba ezichapha imingcele zithengiswa izidakamizwa futhi waqhuquzela ukuthi abantu abalobulili bunye labo bavunyelwe ukutshata. Ngo-2016, uHarris wakhethwa ukuba ngusenetha, waphanga waba lilizwi elilamandla ekhuluma ngendikimba ezifana leyabantu bokuza, i-immigration, ezempilakahle, kanye lokuguqulwa kwemithetho ephatha abantu kabi. Ngodumo lwakhe lokubuza imibuzo enzima, uHarris waba ngumuntu obaluleke kakhulu elizweni lonke jikelele. Ngomnyaka ka-2020, uHarris wancintisa kukhetho lukamongameli, kodwa kazange ayendawo ngoba kwakulengxabangxoza enkulu phakathi kwalabo ayesebenza labo. Owake waba ngumphathisi kaHarris uJill Duran uthi,
"There's definitely been stories about high staff turnover."
Yebo, sekuke kwaba nemibiko yokuthi ngenelisi ukugcina abantu abazi umsebenzi kuhle.
UBiden wakhethwa ukuba amele ibandla lakhe, wasekhetha uHarris ukuba ngumsekeli wakhe. Ababili laba banqoba kulolu khetho. Lokhu kwaba ngokwakuqala embalini yeMelika ukuthi kube lomsekeli kamongameli wesifazana kumbe onsundu. Ebhekane lodaba lokwanda kwabantu abangena eMelika bengelamaphepha emngceleni ongezansi yelizwe, uKamala Harris wakhulumisana lenkokheli yamazwe akhelane leMelika ukuze kulungisiswe ukungahlaliseki okuxosha abantu kulawo mazwe kanye lobuyanga. Abezombusazwe baphanga bamfaka ilihlo. Osekela umnumzana Donald Trump uKathy Wilmot uthi,
"She was supposed to be the one that was in charge of securing our border."
Wakumele kube nguye ovikela umngcele wethu, kodwa angazi ukuthi usekwenzile yini lokho.
UHarris usegxilile emsebenzini wakhe awuqhuba echelesile, eyisithunywa emhlabeni jikelele lapho asekhulume ngosekelo lweMelika kanye nokuqeda ukufuthelana. Emsebenzini ochazwa ngokwephula imigoqo, uHarris wakhethwa ukuba amele ibandla lamaDemocrats kukhetho lukamongameli ekuphumeni kukamongameli Joe Biden kulumncintiswano. UMatt Dibble we-VOA News ulobe lolu daba ese-Oakland, eCalifornia.
Siyabonga uNtungameli Nkomo. A little bit of history there about the Democratic Party candidate Amai Kamala Harris. We will also look at Democratic Party running mate Tim Walz, who was elected to 2 terms as governor of Midwestern state of Minnesota before he became Kamala Harris' pick for vice president. On the campaign trail, he speaks about his formative days in Nebraska and how they shaped the person, the candidate, and the governor he has become. UNtungameli Nkomo, we are landisa futhi.
Umnumzana Tim Walz wakhethwa kabili ukuba ngusimalukhulu wesabelo seMinnesota engakakhethwa unkosikazi Kamala Harris ukuthi abe ngumsekeli wakhe. Ngesikhathi ekhankasela ukhetho oluzayo, ukhuluma kakhulu ngokukhula kwakhe eNebraska okwenza waba yilokhu ayikho khona namuhla. UWalz, umsekeli kankosikazi Harris kukhetho oluzayo, wakhulelwa emaphandleni eNebraska. Indawo le ingumango ongaba ngamahola amahlanu okuya emagcekeni endizamtshina aseduzane. lapha kugcwele iziphala. Abantu balapha bazibona beyingxenye yakhe. UBecky Potmessel unepulazi eduzane le-Alliance in Nebraska.
When I see him on TV, he does not remind me of a politician. He reminds me of what would be my favorite teacher in school, because he's really invested in his community and his students, and he really has a high moral compass and good moral values.
UWiles wazalelwa eWest Point eNebraska, wakhulela eValentine, okulabantu abedlula kancane inkulungwane ezimbili lengxenye 2600 abangaziwa kakhulu kwezombusazwe. Isakhamuzi seValentine umnumzana Tom Elliott uyayazi imuli kaWiles.
We followed Tim's career, I guess, a little bit at a distance.
Sasilandela imsebenzi kaTim sikhatshana, lokhu sasingakulindelanga.
This step, we probably didn't see this one coming.
Uyise wathi esanda kutholakala elesifo semvukuzane yamaphaphu, imuli yakhe yasuka kuleyo ndawo yahlala enyakatho ongumango oyisilinganiso sama-kilometers alikhulu lamajumi ayisithupha 160 kilometers ukuze behlale duzane lomdeni wabo.
I grew up in Butte, Nebraska, a town of 400 people.
Ngakhulela eButte, eNebraska, idolobhe labantu abangamakhulu amane i-400, ngayenabantwana abangamashumi amane lane 24 engabafundisa esikolweni semfundo yaphezulu.
Umdeni kaWiles uyamkhumbula. Umalumakhe umnumzana Jerome Rainman wayengumlimi uthi uzavotela umzukulu wakhe loba engelaqiniso lokuthi uzazimela inhlupho zomhlaba njengoba wakhulela edolobheni elincane njalo ngumuntu olesisa kakhulu.
He was just your average kid. I mean, he was just a good.
Wayengumntwana njengabanye abantwana, wayelungile ethanda ezemidlalo. UTim kasoze ajamelane kakhulu loPutin, kuyangethusa.
UWiles wakhulela emaphandleni njalo wayethanda ukuthiya inhlanzi lokuzingela. Wayethanda imibhobho lezembatho ezifana lezebutho, ama-camouflage. Wayelengwane ezifana lezo ezithakazelelwa okwamanje ngabebandla lama-Democrats. UBarbara Cratchit wazenzela kanye lendodana yakhe amakawuso ahambelana lemifanekiso kaHarris loWiles alembala yebutho.
Camouflage hunting represents Nebraska, I guess.
Umbala wekamaflashi uveza impilo yeNebraska yokuthanda ukuzingela. Ngibona njalo, sesikwenzela yena lokhu lomunye wakhe.
UWiles walandela okwenziwa nguyise owalwa impi yakwele Korea. Wangena kubutho kuviyo leNational Guard eleminyaka yokuzalwa elithumi lasikhombisa 17. Wahlala kubutho okweminyaka engamathumi amabili lane 24. Kodwa kulabanye abangaboniso linye ngembali kaWiles ebutho lokuthanda imibhobho. Umnumzana Stephen Hale isakhamuzi seValentine.
Nah, he ain't close. He lying through his teeth.
Akekho eduze ulamanga umthetho we-Second Amendment kawusoze bamthathele izikhali njengalokhu abafuna kwenza kithi.
That's Second Amendment right. I ain't taking his guns away like they're trying to do us.
UWiles usekela ukukhutshwa kwezisu okwenza ukuba engathakazelelwa ngabantu abaningi eNebraska okulezindlu zokusonta ezilamzikhumbuzo zabantwana abangakazalwa njalo indawo le igcwele amaphetshana aveza ukuba kafuni ukuzalwa ngitsho lakancane ngodaba lokukhupha izisu. Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Michael Watman ohlala eWest Point.
Most important issue for me has always been pro-life. Whoever is pro-life is who I vote for.
Lolu ludaba oluqatheke kakhulu empilweni yami ngoba ngisekela impilo. Umuntu osekela impilo ngumuntu engizamvotela kasoke ethole ivoti lami.
He won't get my vote.
UWiles wathola isicoco sakhe ekolijini leChadron State College lapho uTrump othakazelelwa khona ngabantu abaningi. Abaphathi bekolleji leli basanda kwethula iflegi yakhe kulandela ukuphanyeka kwayo duzane leflegi yeMelika ekolijini leli. Isakhamuzi seChadron umnumzana Miles Bannan uthi ukuzalwa kukaWiles kulendawo akutsho ukuba bayamsekela.
There's a lot of families who don't talk about politics very much because there's a lot of disagreements, you know, and
kule muli eziningi ezingathandi ukukhuluma ezombusazwe ngoba kulokuphikisana okuningi. Ngibona engani kulabanye abathakazelela akwenzayo kodwa kusoze kuguqule indlela abavota ngayo.
Abanye bathi uWiles uzanika abantu beNebraska okwesikhatshana kodumo kodwa endaweni le akutsho ukuba ukhulela kuyo kuzamlethela amavoti. Udaba lolu lulotshwe nguNatasha Moskovaya lalethulelwa nguGibbs Dube.
That was Gibbs Dube narrating there, not Ntunga Milinkomo, as I said earlier. We will also look at the Republican Party running mate DJ Vance. His life is a typical story of small town boy makes good. He grew up in Appalachia, attended an Ivy League school, and could end up elected as one of the youngest vice presidents in history. Vajonga Kandemiri, anotitana ngurira, nechishona.
Upenyu weva kadungwa semutewe zerwe aru kwikwiza musarudze mutungamiri wenyika achimirira Republican Party vaJD Vance wakafanana nenyaya mukomana akakurira mukadhorobha kadikidiki akazopunduka. Vakakurira muAppalachia, vakaenda kuchikoro chiri muIvy League, vachikwanisa kuzopedzisira vasarudzwa kuvese mumwe wevatevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vechidiki zvakanyanya munhoroondo. Asi kutanga, mutoro wenhau mukuru weVOA muWashington, Caroline Presut, anotidzosera kumatongo avo. Uku hakusi iko kwavakazvarirwa, asi uku ndiko kunonzi navaJD Vance kumusha kuJackson, Kentucky. VaVans vanotsanangura masanganiro avakaita nemudzimai wavo.
Now when I proposed to my wife, I said, honey, I come with $120,000 worth of law school debt and a cemetery plot on a mountainside in eastern Kentucky.
Pandakafimba mudzimai wangu ndakati, mudiwa, ndauya nechikwereti chezviuru zana nemakumi maviri emadhora kubva kuzvidzidzo zvangu zvemitemo. Uyewo ndine nzvimbo yemarinda ari mujinga megomo kumabvazuva kweKentucky kunovigwa vedzinza redu.
Ambuya vava Vance vaizivikanwa saMama Sheriff John Holland, mukuru wemapurisa emuBrihit County kuKentucky, vanoti vaizova vaVance kubva kare.
He always came down here with Mama and she would bring him to the mountains to let him see what mountain life was, and he
vaigara vachiuya vose naMama vaimuunza kumakomo kuti aone upenyu hwemumakomo uye zvaive pachena kuti akahuda.
VaVance vakazvarirwa muno muMiddletown, Ohio, vakakudzwa zvakanyanya naMamao avo vaive vasingatambire zvedambe vachigara vachingotukirira uye vachichengeta mumba mavo futi gumi nepfumbamwe dzine mabara. Vaine zita remurume akanga akaroora amai vavo, vaJD Hamel vakahwina sarudzo yavo yekutanga. Sezvineiwo, semutevedzeri wemutungamiri wemukirasi mavo paMiddletown High School, vakazoshanda semuto, vakazopedza zvidzidzo zvavo vakabudirira zvepamusorosoro kana kuti summa cum laude kubva pachikoro chepamusorosoro cheOhio State University. Vakazoenda kuYale, uko vaVance vakasvikowirirana nemumwe mudzidzi aiitawo zvidzidzo zvemutemo, Usha Shilukuri, akazove mudzimai wavo. Shamwari yavo pachikoro ichi vaJames Amers vaivaziva vose.
I think she was able to channel some of that to JD, really kind of help him decide what he wanted to do and help, you know, kind of shape.
Ndinofunga kuti akakwanisa kuendesa zvimwe zvaizvozvo kuna JD kumubatsira kusarudza zvaaida kuita, kugadzira nzira yake mune ramangwana mune zvose achibva kuchikoro chemutemo.
VaVance vakazivikanwa nyika yose kuburikidza nebhuku ravo remuna 2016 rakatengwa zvakanyanya uye rakaitwa firimu Hillbilly Elegy riri pamusoro pevanhu vemuAmerica vanoshanda mabasa epasi. Mutambi mukuru ndi Glenn Close, ari mamao vasingadi zvemanga manga kuna JD wechidiki. Norutsiguro rovaimbo wemutungamiri wenyika vaDonald Trump vaJD Vance, mukomana anobva kuOhio anoda Kentucky, vakasarudzwa kuve seneta kuOhio. Uye makore maviri akatevera, vaTrump vakasarudza vaVance semutevedzeri wavo musarudzo. Asi vakave nemawambo akaipa mushure mekunge vamboshoropodza vaTrump nekunge vamboti havafe vakave munhu anotsigira vaTrump. Iye zvino mushure mekudomwa, zvirongwa zvavaVance zvakafanana nezvavaTrump. Uye pakubvunzwa kuti vaive mutungamiri wenyika vakakundwa here musarudzo vemuna 2020, vaVance vakati,
I think there are serious problems in 2020, so did Donald Trump lose the election not by the words that I would
kwete,
use?
Kwete, ndinofunga kuti painge paine matambudziko makukutu muna 2020. Kwete, ndo zvandikataura.
VaVance vane urongwa wakasimba paChina neEast Asia vanopikisana nekupa rubatsiro rwechiuto kuUkraine. Pamhinduro kumubvunzo pahondo yeIsrael neHamas, VaVance vanoti,
Kamala Harris, on the one hand, says that she really cares about civilian casualties, and yet she refuses to give Israel the weapons that allow them to minimize civilian casualties.
Kamala Harris, nekune rimwe divi, anoti haadi kuti vanhu zvavo vakuvadzwe. Asi iye achiramba kupa Israel zvombo zvinoibvumidza kuti ideredze uwandu hwevanhu vanokuvadzwa.
Dunhu rinobva vavhanzi reMiddletown inzvimbo yakanyanya vatsigiri vava Trump. Va Steve Dillman vakapinza vavhansi basa ravo rekutanga vaine makore 16 ekuberekwa. Va Dillman vanoti,
I'm very proud of what he's accomplished, and to be a part of that is, makes me really feel good inside. This is a man that has come from McKinley Street.
Ndinodada zvakanyanya nezvaazadzisa, uye kuve nechekuita nazvo kunondifadza mumwoyo mangu. Uyu murume akabva mumugwagwa weMcNeely, uye iye zvino anogona kutove mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica.
Kana vakasarudzwa vavhansi nemakore 40, vanogona kuve mumwe vatevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vatatu vadiki kune vose munhoroondo. Iyo yanga iri nyaya yabva kumutori wenhau weVOA Caroline Presut yandakuverengerai.
Tinotenda Jonga Kandemiri achitsanangura apo panyaya iyi. Now to discuss this election, we don't have much time today, unfortunately, but hey, it appears to be a tight race between former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris. We are now joined by our panelist today, Mr. Dan Moyo, not very new to politics, been in the game, a political activist from a way time back. And we also have in Toronto, Canada, Chennai Kadungure, not so much a politician, but big in public relations and all that. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
We're glad to be here. Thanks.
let me start by throwing you, Mr. Moyo, under the bus. We are close to the election day. Do you have a pick already for yourself?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz all the way.
You sound so energetic about it. Do you see Kamala Harris walking into the White House?
Definitely. I don't see anything stopping her at this point. She has an opponent who has proven over time that he is incapable of leading this great nation of the United States.
Mm-hmm. 60 million people have already voted in the early vote, and more, you know. Let me come to you, Ms. Kadungure. What do you think of this election? Just a few days to go.
I'm amazed that the race is still so close. Given everything else that the world has experienced, it seems like it's a world election, not just a U.S. election. Mm. But yeah, definitely, I feel like I must take the day off even here on the 5th just for my own sanity.
you seem to place the whole this U.S. election on a global stage. Do you think it's as big as you projected at a global level?
Well, definitely, because I can say, you know, we've already experienced what Donald Trump's sort of like global ambitions and goals look like. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a very difficult time for many countries, and I would not want to experience that again. So I'm with my colleague as well on this to say, you know, I'm hoping for Kamala's outcome.
I was hoping you would pick a different side to make it fun.
I have friends and family,
mm-hmm,
who are picking the other side, and I think a lot of people always cite the two main things I always hear is religion.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so it's about, you know, anti-abortion and what's the other thing? And obviously the taxes side, the economic side. Those are the two things people would say for Trump. But because, I mean, I lived in North Carolina when Trump was president, I would not want that again.
Mm. Mr. Moyo, have you voted already?
No, you know what? For some reason I could have, But I like the excitement of the day, you know, when everybody is out there, and then after that, I sit with a cup of coffee, and I watch the election results, and I see my vote being counted.
How is the euphoria, how is the vibe where you are now, just talking about this election to other people? What do you see?
The vibe is really exuberant. I think Kamala Harris has reached out to millions of women in the USA to say to them, your body is important for you to make decisions on it and not politicians. And that seems to have driven women towards it. Also, she's reached out to the younger generation, the Gen Zers, who will be voting for the first time. I have a daughter who's at college at VCU. She is excited. She's gotten friends and all others to register. It will be her first time voting. And I think Kamala has reached that generation through her social media ventures on TikTok, Instagram. I think it's going to be an exciting, exciting election on Tuesday.
Ms. Kadungure, I know you said you wish you would take a day off as well just to chase and follow this election. How is the excitement around people there when you talk about the election?
You know, for us it's big stakes because we're right next door. We have a lot of, what I say, intertwined faiths. Right, because Canada, we really are just, we're right next to the U.S., you know, and the U.S. is our strongest sort of like partner and ally. So it's big stakes for us because it has an impact for us as well. And so I do think there's been the same kind of fever pitch here. People have, you know, sort of like election watching parties and things like that. And I think we weigh in a lot as well. If you're looking at like social media, Canadians weigh in a lot on U.S. elections and the outcomes. And we have our own elections coming next year. So this is also a precursor to, you know, a stress and worry to come. So I think it's really been all mixed in together. It's excitement and anxiety for us.
Mr. Moyo, I won't let you go before I throw this at you. It was not an easy acceptance last time we saw elections happen. And today, you probably think you've heard Botswana has changed things there. And do you see if this election goes not the way people think it will go, not the way some parties expect things to go, will there be quietness and cool unlike what we saw?
Well, we know that Trump and his right-wing coterie are busy. And I'm saying busy. They are planning already. They know he's going to lose. They knew even in 2020 that he lost. But they just don't want to accept it because they don't want the alternative. They want white supremacy. They look at us and what they see is slaves, and they don't understand what we have no reason being at the White House, according to them. So they are saying they will do whatever it takes to make sure that this election here goes in favor of Trump. If he loses, we should expect a bigger storming of the Capitol, bigger than the January 6th. But guess what? I think the government is ready for them now. They learned their lesson. The last time they tried to insurrect and usurp power, it's not going to happen. But it's nonetheless exciting to be living in these years in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I wish we had more time. Unfortunately, our time was very limited today. This brings us to the end of the show. We will talk more about it before the election day. Let me thank you for being on the show. Our guests and our listeners and viewers, we thank you also for being on the show. And I am signing off in Washington. It's Evans Zininga. We'll be right back.